let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny Milliken.
Sherry Hera.
And we're here to help you out with what you got dealing with. So that's what we want to do. And we're going to keep on doing that with Luis. Hey, Luis, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Luis, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I have two avocado trees that I grew out of from a seed. They're about 4 foot tall already. And they're up against the house, and I want to move them. When is the best time to move them, and do I put different soil down once I move them, or how does that work?
Are they in pots or in the ground?
In the ground.
Okay. Danny.
I would say this, Luis, is we don't, do you remember what type of avocado that you got it from? It was a jumbo or a super jumbo or the regular Haas?
The regular one.
Yeah. And so those kind of are regarded as a California avocado.
Right.
Which what that means to us is it cannot do our high heat or our cool winter. Now, they have proven to be a little bit hardier than people imagined. I would say by your house is probably a lot safer than anywhere else. And if the plants are growing well, I might just keep them smaller than originally intended. You need years before you know if you're going to get avocados. And then the winter is always going to be a threat to those California avocados. And so that's just where I'm kind of like, they're sort of protected by your house. What side of your house are they on?
On the west side of the house.
Yeah, and so, you know, the house maybe is keeping them warm, cool mornings, and you're getting that high heat that may be blasting them up. But yeah, if it was the south side, I would definitely say do not move them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of the winter protection.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I mean, are they ever really going to fruit in Houston?
People have had some success.
Yeah.
Most people, they lose their plant when they're outside year 6, 7, or 8. A lot of times people are in your position, Luis, where they move it. But the big thing that you cannot do to avocados, they literally... People will say this about other plants, okay? Uh-huh. Because it's Halloween, we're going to make it spookier than normal, but they'll literally be ghost plants if you move them, if they get wet feet at all. Mm-hmm. Any sort of sitting water will kill them, like, in days. And so when you're moving them, you really want to be aware of planting them very high, like, very high. And so, but I would think moving them would be really hard because their roots are generally pretty long and pretty tender, and they don't have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought an avocado tree would get real big and the roots would get really huge and probably mess up the foundation on the house.
Yeah, if you were in the tropics or California, that might be the case, but the plant is going to be really kept much smaller by our winter and our summer.
Okay.
And so I wouldn't consider the roots to be problematic for foundation issues.
Yeah.
But that may be a better question for Tom Tynan.
Yeah, I do have a couple of friends that do have avocado trees, and they say you got to have two trees to grow an avocado, but they grow avocado trees out in Pasadena.
Yeah,
nice.
What part of town are you in?
I'm in Manville.
Manville.
Yeah, down south. That's great.
So yeah, if you were up on our side of town, you'd probably lose them in a normal winter, but you're a little warmer down there.
Okay. Well, where are y'all located at?
Well, I'm in Tomball, south of Tomball.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like Sharpstown, Meyerland. But here's the thing is you're in a great part of the state for them. But your big problem, Luis, is going to be the water, right? You guys get a lot of rain. You get a lot of water moving through, water standing around. Mm-hmm. That black gumbo is not their ideal situation. They have to drain. Period. End of story. Do whatever else you want, but they have to drain. I would worry about moving them. There are a lot of grafted avocados that you can buy. And a lot of people are having more success with the jumbo avocados as mm-hmm. far as lasting longer because they're a Central American avocado.
Okay.
But, dude, keep it up. If you want to, if you want
to, if they're happy,
move them,
I would leave them.
Yeah, and they're pollinated by flies, and the flies can go pretty far away to pollinate. So if you want to try to move one, to see how quickly it dies, that might be the thing. But yeah, I'm with Sherry. I might just try to leave it and ride it out, and you know, continually prune them. There's a pruning called shearing, that is kind of like making it into a Christmas tree shape. And if you once you start it, you can do it on a regular basis, and it will keep it in a shape. People do it to hollies. So if you look up shearing hollies, that's a way to prune avocado as well.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
And then people may even just think it's a landscape plant at that point.
Yeah,
you know? Which it is at that point. So, thank you, Luis. Yeah, great question there. Avocados are tough.
Mm-hmm.
They're like such a great science experiment for kids.
I keep mine in a container. So.
Yeah, so you can move it in, move it out. Yeah, Manville's like kind of down Lake Jackson, 288 down south-ish. You can call me back if I'm wrong about that, or I could Google it and learn. But it is a southern, but they've got that black gumbo. The soil is beautiful, but pretty wet.
Mm-hmm.
So 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. What is on your mind, and how can we help? We're going to get back. We're going to talk about zombie plants, plants that you just can't kill. Home Show Garden Pros.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
If you don't know about our Facebook Live, we do a very fun Facebook Live every Wednesday at 3:30. And we bring in someone from a nonprofit or governmental agency or garden club to talk gardening. So we get a lot of specialists. Like we've had the Australian Violets Club. No, I'm sorry, the African Violets Club. We've had plumeria talks, azalea talks, rose talks. Mm-hmm. A lot of good conversations happening there. So that's just a fun thing. Set it on your calendar, 3:30 Wednesdays. Just having a blast. Just like with Sherry here. 281.
Just having a blast.
Yeah, just having a blast. Because of her headphones, she just looks like she's one of those serious like musicians, like where she's holding on there. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. And we're going to talk to Charles. Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Hey, Charles.
I just have a couple of questions. One, when I spoke to you last week, it was regarding barricade. Is this a good time of year for me to put down the barricade for weeds, or is it something that you put down at a certain time during the year?
I'm really glad you called because, Sherry is our – she's going to know.
I'm the barricade expert. Okay, so to prevent your cool season weeds, which are going to be germinating here soon, you would put it down in the first week of November. Okay.
Nowish.
Nowish, yeah. And then to prevent your warm season weeds that germinate from seed easily, you're going to put it down at the probably second week of March.
Well, here's Charles' problem. He has a part of his lawn that is just sort of frozen.
Okay.
And mowing height, following kind of a root first protocol. But that one part is like not doing great, but he has lots of weeds in it.
Yeah.
Right.
And so he's thinking, okay, maybe a pre-emergence the way to go to like stymie the weeds, and he can get ahead, get some sunlight, get ahead for next year.
Gotcha.
I mean, so that's
so we can't figure out why
we haven't been over there yet. Sorry about that, Charles. And so that is one of the things is it's like, okay, well, how do we?
And have you had the weeds identified?
No, I have not. But it's a weird scenario because most of my lawn is fine, but it's just this one area that you can see, patches of St. Augustine, but the rest of it is just like overrun with weeds. And whether I have done compost top dressing and I do the microlife, and it just seems like I don't really know what why it keep, you know, they're so prolific
This
area.
I kind of can't believe we haven't really done that before, but Charles, you and I have been emailing, get some pictures of some of these weeds, because there are weeds that do like the same setting as St. Augustine.
And what part of town are you in?
I'm over by University of Houston.
Go Cougs.
I was going to say, you're far from me, but I was going to say, come see me.
he travels. He's,
you could travel.
He's been places.
I'm on the north side of Houston.
So go on a Sunday, there's no traffic.
You may get a baggie full of all your different weeds.
Okay.
And come and visit with me.
Yes.
I am not there on Saturdays, but I am there on Sundays.
You are on Sundays.
Yes. Okay. So it may be worth the trip just to kind of, and bring pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
And then let's figure out what, because we should be able to grow St. Augustine pretty much everywhere. I mean, it is the biggest
there,
weed we grow.
Because they have that black soil. It's so nice.
Yeah. So if we can't grow St. Augustine there and we can grow weeds, we got to figure out what the weeds are trying to tell us.
Okay. Now, I have a different question. This is regarding vegetables.
Okay.
This time of year, what are some good vegetables that I can grow in pots?
Oh, so this is my most favorite time to start growing vegetables because we have such a long growing season through the winter.
You know that it's the most wonderful time of the year song?
Right.
That for me is right now. Like, it's November 1st.
So all of our winter vegetables can be grown in the ground, in pots, in raised beds. So there's no rule on that. It's just like if you're doing beets, it needs to be a decent sized pot because you're going to have those root vegetables, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a matter of how big is your pot and how many plants can we fit in there. But we can do lettuces, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, beets, carrots, onions are coming in 2 weeks.
You do Swiss chard in the middle with some like that purple lettuce around it, and then a few snap peas hanging down the side.
Yes.
There
and I would say 90% of what I grow in the winter, maybe 95% of what I grow in the winter, I grow from seed. Right where I want it to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not doing a science project in my laundry room where I'm germinating seeds and then moving them out. I'm putting the seeds in the ground where I want them to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you want to do root vegetables like carrots or beets, do you need pretty deep pots?
Well,
do that in?
It depends on the carrot and the beet on how big they get. But yes, you would want to do, if you're doing long carrots, you need a deep pot.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, how long do you want your carrots?
Yeah. And you can buy shorter varieties and have...
Okay.
But yes.
That I have noticed are pretty delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But also, in the garden, the carrot depth is determined by compaction and density of soil. And so, in a fluffy pot, for growing root vegetables, I drink like a wider pot that's probably 18 inches
wider.
Deep.
Okay.
Yep.
Because they do take up some real estate.
Yep.
And, you know, 3 carrots is no fun.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So...
And don't buy carrots... on the veggie table, buy a seed pack.
Right, and that's what. My other question is: I've been to several different places where I just see so many different names of seeds in terms of manufactured
who like companies.
Companies. Are there any that you would recommend that you say, okay, these are the ones you should look for?
So we carry Botanical Interest, and we've carried many different lines of seeds. But we carry the Botanical Interest because, one, the germination rates are amazing on them, meaning almost 100% of that seed packet is going to germinate.
This is the brand that has the white packet that has a botanical art on it, a little beautiful little drawing on it.
Oh, okay.
The very ubiquitous one.
Yeah.
It's kind of not regarded as like as sexy as like Southern Exposure or Johnny's or whatever, but it's like... everywhere because it's so proven.
Mm-hmm. It's got great, and they have great labeling.
Yes.
Like great information, great varieties. That's what we choose to carry. And then we do have Renee's Garden Seeds, and what's that one? Oh, I cannot think of the name of it.
Baker Creek.
Baker Creek. Yes, we'll carry certain varieties from Baker Creek. So
some of them specialize, like Baker Creek specializes in kind of weird vegetables, showy artistic vegetables. There are companies that specialize in Japanese vegetables. Southern Exposure tries to focus on vegetables that are good for the South. And so Botanic Interest doesn't have that feel, but they really, most of their stuff works in our area. And if you're buying at a good garden center, like Plants for All Seasons or any of our co-op members, they're going to choose varieties that are successful here.
Yep.
So I would say where you buy them is almost more important than what brand you're buying.
Yeah, because you know, seeds do expire. So be aware that they do expire. You want to get the freshest seeds you can.
Yeah, because a couple of weeks ago I was at Southwest Fertilizer and I was looking, but I saw all these different brands and I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know one from the other.
It's a little overwhelming, And sometimes you just have to play with it and try different things too. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Charles.
Nice talking to you.
281-496-5711. We're going to get back and talk with Mike, and Sherry and I will keep the show going here. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, it's Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. A lot of you have been waiting. The amaryllis bulbs are here. Collectors love them, and also first-time buyers will too. They're often called the tulips of the South and are incredibly easy to grow outdoors or indoors. Come out and see the selection. We have over 30 beautiful varieties. Surprisingly, now is the time to plant bluebonnet. Whether you do it from plants or seeds, get them in the ground. That way they can grow through the winter and become beautiful stands of our Texas state flower in the springtime. Just find a sunny, well-drained space in your garden bed or container and plant it up with bluebonnet plants from our enchanted nurseries that have already started for you. The weather outside is beautiful. Cool weather and 100% chance of fall color. There are so many great annuals for the wintertime to plant right now. Choose from pansies, violas, calendulas, snapdragons, alyssum, lobelia, and lots more. Come on out and see the selection. Keep an eye out on your lawn for brown patch or other diseases that can attack your St. Augustine this time of year. If you've got a problem, bring us a picture and we'd be glad to help you out and show you the remedies. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, in Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. And now back to answering your questions with Danny and Sherry.
That's right. Thank you so much, Joey. Good thoughts there. All right, 281-496-5711. Our board is filling up, and so we're going to answer some questions. We want to hear what's on your mind, and we're going forward here. We're talking with Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, and really enjoy your show.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
I just finished building around a 600-foot, 600-square-foot outbuilding on slab in my backyard. My backyard is torn up around that building, and I want to prepare the ground for St. Augustine or maybe Zoysia. My intention is maybe to get it in the spring, but right now, I've got my drain lines completed, and I've got my sprinkler system in, and I'm doing just a little bit of spot leveling here and there. This is South Montgomery County near Spring Creek, pretty much clay soil, and I just want to know what's the best way to prepare this soil for putting some grass in.
We love that you're planning ahead.
Yes. So we need to recover the damage done, is what I'm understanding, right, from the construction.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, yes,
it's,
all the compaction.
It's compressed from a lot of, you know, a lot of heavy machinery going back and forth over it. It's pretty hard.
Okay. So this is what I would do to remediate the compaction. I would lay a little layer of maybe just a fourth of an inch of good compost. Okay. That's going to be like one of the most important things that you could do. And then you can go ahead and lay your sod down. And then I would put MicroLife Humates Plus over the top of it and water it in with that soil and plant health. That is going to kind of energize the microbes, and they're going to aerate and break up that compaction.
So you're talking all that kind of now-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would do the compost now. You can go ahead and sod it now. Put the Humates Plus down and water it in with that soil and plant energy, which is a MicroLife product. How big is the area, did you say?
Approximately 1,000 square feet. It's okay. Not really rectangular, but just all the area together.
Yeah. A lot of people think they can't resod right now because they think grass doesn't grow in the winter, but the roots are going to establish. That's the most important part. And I would want to have some kind of grass growing over the winter. You're just going to have a big mud pit. So I would get started on it now. Compost, resod, Humates Plus, water it in with the soil and plant energy, and you should have beautiful grass in the spring.
Sherry, what would you think about doing a compost and then like rye?
Mm-hmm. So you could do the rye, but I would go ahead and get the St. Augustine established right now. Because if you're going to do the rye right there, it's great for root stabilization, but then you're going to have a green spot all winter.
You're kicking it down the road, yeah.
Unless you're going to do the rye everywhere. Mm. You're going to have to do this.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you can't patch with rye, so just have little green spots. But you want to get that root established before the hot summer, which is the hardest part on the lawn. So I would go ahead and get it done now.
I mean, that's what it's all about, Mike, is the roots, making sure you get a healthy root space.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was thinking about Zoysia, but this place where I hope to get the Zoysia didn't have any. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on Zoysia versus St. Augustine?
Well,
I understand it doesn't need as much water, and it'll do okay in the shade.
Yes and no. Yes and no, both. It takes longer to establish. It's beautiful, but do you have St. Augustine around it?
I do. I have St. Augustine in the rest of the yard. And, of course, this would be just in one corner. But
yeah. This is the problem is, like my mom has a Zoysia lawn, and then there's a common area next door that has St. Augustine. And over the course of 20 years, half of her yard that's separated by the sidewalk where it's next to the common area, now it's all St. Augustine. Because St. Augustine is the more dominant of the two. And Zoysia is pretty expensive to be putting down for St. Augustine to just take it over.
You're sacrificing it to the St. Augustine
grass. Yeah, if you could create a barrier where you could manually keep the St. Augustine out, then you could do Zoysia. But what I would do is get a pallet of palmetto St. Augustine. You'll actually need two pallets for that area, maybe two and a half. For that area, but get Palmetto St. Augustine because that can take the shade more.
And I will say this about the water thing is St. Augustine is the only grass that grows in our area that we can have a lush grass with just precipitation if we build the soil. So Zoysia can't do it. Bermuda can't do it. St. Augustine's the only one that you can not water at all with irrigation and still have a lush lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay,
for me, I'm doing the Palisades. It's not even a question. Mm-hmm. I got to match my other St. Augustine. It can handle a lot more shade. But then
Palmetto.
Palmetto. And then, yeah, that's what I'm doing there.
So the Humate Plus and Energene, that's two different products?
Yeah, the Humates Plus is a granule, and that'll act as your winterizer as well. And then the Soil and Plant Energy is a liquid. It comes in a quart size.
Mm-hmm. Energy, okay, and that just sprays on, obviously.
You just spray it on with it. You can do a pump-up sprayer.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate the advice.
Yeah,
thanks,
Mike.
So much for calling.
Good, great job there. 281-496-5711. We are here to help, Home Show Garden Pros. We're going to take a break, come back and talk with Marcus. So just stay on there, Marcus, for us. We'll be right back.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
We'll be right back. Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
His hair was perfect.
All right, welcome back, Home Show Werewolf Pros. I'm just kidding. We are not going to focus on werewolves at all. I don't even know if 100% if they're real. Okay. 281-496-5711. We're always going to be like root first. How do you get healthy roots? How do you make your roots more healthy? Because that's where you get success. Great soils is how you get healthy landscaping. That houses the root. It feeds the root. It encourages the root to go deeper. And so that's what we're focused on here. And Landscaper's Pride and mulches. I mean, Landscaper's Pride, mulches and soils, phenomenally wonderful soils. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of talking about some of their products here. Compost peat is this 100% aged pine, composted, finely screened, really great for top dressing stuff, great for blueberries, a lot of things like that. If you build a new blueberry bed, just mix this with some shale and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. Sherry, you were talking about one of their awesome...
Their healthy soil compost.
Yeah, healthy soil compost.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like a leaf mold compost.
Okay.
It's very microbe rich.
Oh, nice, yes.
It's nice and rich and dark, like a really aged compost.
So a lot of times when we're given this like advice to Mike, who needs to put down some compost under some grass, mm-hmm. Luis, who's trying to make more drainage around his avocados,
right.
Maybe, like that would be a great product to put down to help open the soil up, improve the health of the soil.
Right.
Again, healthier soils, healthier roots, healthier plants. So mm-hmm. One that I love and I kind of can't get enough of is the Gardener's Magic.
Yes.
It just is a dynamite material in your veggie beds, in potted plants. Mm-hmm. Seems to be very versatile, and it seems to really combine well with our clay.
Yes.
If you just put it on top of it to make beautiful stuff. So we brought up the black velvet already. It is mm-hmm. a great alternative to dyed mulch.
Yes.
But it is naturally dyed. Like it's
aged.
So dark from humic acid.
Mm-hmm.
So healthier, faster growing vegetables, shrubs, plants, trees. Choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. All the Garden Pro locations sell it. It's really great stuff. They're doing a great job.
Yes.
All right. 281-496-5711. Marcus, thank you for holding. Marcus, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks for taking my call. It's kind of in line with the previous caller, Charles, and the weed problem he has. So that was interesting to listen in to. But I have these weeds that have infiltrated, you know, some fairly new flower beds. and they're not your typical weeds that you just grab from the bottom of the root and on you go. You know, they've grown underneath the divider from my grass and actually grow laterally.
Nuts edge.
And so, like, you know, they kind of sprawl through the flower bed and then stub up. And so if you pick the weed, you're not really doing anything. And I've spent, you know, a lot of time out there with a shovel, like, trying to get to the bottom of these roots, and they're just ongoing and all connected. And, you know, I was wondering if there's any type of, like, we did put a barrier down when we put in the flower beds. We built a pool a couple years ago, and they've kind of grown through from the yard up mm-hmm. through the where the plants
yeah.
are. And we had to put in some red tips because our bottle brush died, and I don't want to kill those, you know. But is there some type of spot treatment I can use to try to get...
Hey Marcus, what do the leaves of the weed look like?
They look like St. Augustine. I mean, yeah. like it's all throughout my St. Augustine in the backyard, and they're a nightmare.
Well, good news, bad news is you've got a very common weed that we grows in our lawns, but we don't really notice it, called mm-hmm. nuts edge.
Possibly, we need to get eyes.
I feel 100% sure, but that's
okay.
always dangerous.
Okay, that is dangerous. So. Let's get eyes on it.
Step one, diagnosis.
Where do you live?
I'm in Cyprus.
Okay.
Well, come, that's perfect.
Come see me tomorrow at Plants for All Seasons. I will be there, but bring your weeds with you.
And pictures.
And pictures.
Settings, pictures, and a sample is perfect.
Yes. The good news is we can, there is a sedge killer that you can use. It's
yeah.
specific for that weed if it is nut sedge, okay? But I want a positive ID first.
Absolutely.
Two, we don't just want to kill it, but we want to get to the root of why it's there. Usually it's a moisture issue or soil compaction or too high of salts. So we need to, that's why I want to see pictures of the whole area. So we can kind of problem solve, we can kill it and prevent it from making a comeback. Okay. And
what location was that again? I'm sorry.
I'm on 249 at Louetta. So just right down the road.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
See you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And it's very easy to pull in y'all's parking lot. I mean, it's right off the feeder road.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, just easy access
right
there.
You can leave our parking lot, go to Home Depot, go to Chick-fil-A. Oh, not on Sunday, though.
That's right. So maybe these plans need to be adjusted a little bit. Don't go to Home Depot or Chick-fil-A because it'll be closed.
Yes.
But, yeah. All right. Thanks. Thanks. Great question there, Marcus. And, you know, Nuts Edge, it's like, it seems like an alien plant, you know, and it is an invader.
And it's one that I try to encourage people to not pull.
Yeah, right.
Because when you pull it, it makes it mad. It's like that zombie. You were talking about zombies, right?
It's a zombie plant for sure.
It's hard to kill.
It's like a hydra.
So we've got to treat it very special.
For sure.
Yes.
281-496-5711. We're here to help. We want to hear what's on your mind. What spooky, scary weed problems are you dealing with? So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com. Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
It's Anita
and Carrie
and Mary
from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Voila!
No, Mom, you mean violas. We have violas, mums, snapdragons, dianthus, and don't get your pansies in a wad. They're coming soon. These festive, colorful flowers will get your garden through the bare bones of winter.
Bone up on your plant knowledge, because Mr. Skeleton and his family are all over our Facebook page, challenging your plant knowledge, getting up to mischief, splashing in the fountains and playing in the ponds and feeding the fish with his family.
Speaking of family activities, get more bang for your buck with an extra opportunity to wear those costumes at our annual Friends and Family Night tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. It's not just gallivanting, it's trick-or-treating. And if candy isn't your thing, we have adult treats too. And dinner is on us.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You can find us. And now back to Sherry and Danny.
Thank you. Fun Nelson family.
Yes.
Nelson family.
They're
time.
So cute.
They are cute. 281-496-5711. Talking with Mark. Mark, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I have an area in my yard where I have like liriope for ground cover. And this year, it's full of, I think it's short leaf spike sedge. And I was wondering if there's something that I can spray to eliminate that spike sedge.
Okay. So, yeah, it sounds like it's grassy like a sedge, I'm assuming. And does it have a little flower head on it?
Yeah, it has like a little green.
Like ball.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure you would want to do a little like a test area, but you can use a sedge killer in most of your ground covers. So, but you would just want to do a small area first. So I would just get a ready to use sedge killer, nut sedge killer, and just do a small area first and make sure that it's going to not damage your liriope. But I have used it among Mondo grass before with no damage to it. So just do a spot test first.
Yeah, is there any time of year that's best to do that?
Yeah, usually during active growth. So right now it's going to start to die out with the cold temperatures. Once we have a freeze, it'll disappear, basically.
Oh, okay.
And then so it's you play whack-a-mole with it as it starts to emerge as the soils really warm up. Usually we don't see it till June or July once it really gets hot. So I would wait till then to battle it.
It will. Yeah. It will. It won't go dormant until a freeze, though.
Yes.
And so Kalinga is usually what people in our area call it.
Yeah.
And it's just a little spreader, and definitely is so dense that it will outcompete whatever it's growing near.
But
sedge treatments do work. I'd go ahead and do one now, and then also again when whack-a-mole spring
starts,
comes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll give that a try then.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark. Good question there. I mean, this is the type of year where we like all of those things really start to get huge right before they fade away.
Yeah.
And so it's like Kalinga, even like bulrush, not bulrush, but some of the smaller rushes come in. And a lot of times, like you mentioned, Sherry, it's watering.
It's too much water.
Yeah. So if you can just turn off your irrigation, you'll help yourself a lot.
Yeah. Water, compaction, and salt. That's nuts edge.
Yes, exactly. So. That's great. So, and all these pest sedges. I mean, if you're growing Texas sedge or Berkeley sedge, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to want too. You know what I mean? So that's just, you know, good thing to keep in mind when you're if you want desirable sedges. 281-496-5711. We'll come back, talk with Terry, keep answering your questions, helping you out as best we can. What's on your mind? We're here to help. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Feed the earth, starve the landfill. With Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
We talked through lots of solutions on the show, and one we just want, this is more like a group of solutions, a package of solutions that we want you to be very aware of, and that is Monterey Lawn and Garden. They make some products that we have had so much success with and want you to know about. One of them is their complete disease control. This has really served as an awesome solution to brown patch infestations. So if you see your brown patch infestation, a blob or a shape that's spreading outward, and it's got a kind of a golden rim, right? There's golden blades in there. That's brown patch or some kind of fungal infestation. That's why Monterey made the Monterey Complete Disease Control. It is a bacteria. Bacillus starts with an A.
One of those.
Yeah. And it it eats a fungal problem. And so you can do a little heavy spray on the very edge of that ring and you'll stop it. And then you come back with some fertilizer, some encouragement, and the grass will come back. It's a little late to get full green back, but like it's definitely not too late to try to stymie that fungi. At these cool weathers, when it's 60, 70 outside, that's when it is just absolutely the happiest. So keep that in mind. Also, Monterey BT, another bacterial solution. If you're dealing with caterpillars causing problems, it's really great to do that. I know you love that one.
Take down garden spray. Yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, it's a canola oil base, so it acts as a suffocant. Plus, they add the pyrethrin in there, which is a natural insecticide.
Yeah.
So we were talking before about insect problems.
Yeah.
This year have been out of control on your hibiscus, white fly on your citrus. So it's a great way to knock back that insect infestation.
That's right.
And it's very effective.
And more information, MontereyLawnGarden.com, or just pop into one of the co-op locations. All of them have a nice variety of the Monterey stuff, and they can get more. And so if they don't have the one that you discovered is perfect for you, maybe they can actually teach you which one is perfect for you and then help you get it. So Monterey Lawn and Garden, just a phenomenal tool in the toolbox. 281-496-5711. Answering your gardening questions, and we're talking with Terry. Hey, Terry, how's it going, man?
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Well.
Thanks.
Hey, okay, I have a question for my sisters. I'm going to be up helping my sister with her.
Wait, your question's for your sister?
For my sister.
We'll get her on the phone. You can ask her. Hey, but I'm just kidding. Sorry. See, Terry liked it. So, okay, no, what's the question, bud? Sorry.
Anyway, what it is, she has a bunch of rose beds, but she has flower gardens, okay? And when I helped her last time, I put some tar paper down, put mulch down, did everything I was supposed to do, but she just unfortunately let it go and it has weeds everywhere. So I went out, me and my son went out and pulled all the weeds. What do you suggest me putting down to try to keep the weeds at bay? Just tell me.
Mulch.
What type of mulch?
I use black velvet, and it does prevent 95% of the weeds from coming back. But you've got to keep a nice layer of mulch. So I mulch twice a year whenever I start to see weeds germinate. Now, if you wanted to, because it doesn't sound like she likes gardening very much. So if you wanted to add a pre-emergent to the mix, you could you can go ahead and since you've removed them, you can put your mulch down and then sprinkle a pre-emergent on top.
Okay.
That will prevent new little seeds from germinating. Now, if you have a bed full of nutsedge, which I don't know if you do, it's kind of grassy looking, then we need to kill the nutsedge, put the mulch down, and then you can prevent other little weeds with the pre-emergent.
Terry, when you said tar paper, you mean like the roofing material or you mean just kind of landscape cloth?
Yep, that's what I did.
Okay, so what that can do sometimes is it can call kind of bowling. It can cause saucering or bowling where it actually will hold water in a place, and that can make some weeds even more kind of robust.
Makes sense.
I would use something that drains through, especially with roses, drains through and gets past. If we can deepen their root zone and that drainage zone they're in, that's when really we start winning. And so all the stuff that you're doing with your fruit trees, do the same thing with the roses. They are basically fruit plants, right? They're apple relatives. They make those hips. And so something to keep in mind is we really want to be more sensitive with water. So, mulch, pine straw is great. Mm-hmm. You need a lot of it, but like 6 inches.
Yeah. But pine needles will keep those weeds out very great.
It's good that you said that because she's sending my son down today. I'm heading to work. She's sending my son down today to get some hay and put that in. I said, no, you need to do pine needles. And I mean, everybody's giving pine needles away around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm just getting a truck.
You got to be careful with hay, too, because hay will have seeds in it that will germinate, too.
That's what I told her.
Yep.
Just don't do the hay. But anyway, so I'm thinking more pine needles. Pine needles are better. Yes, ma'am?
You got it.
Okay. Guys, always appreciate you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Terry. He's a good guy, man. He likes growing all the stuff I like to do. He's got some land, too, he's dealing with, which is always a fun, whole other kind of problem than the old home. So I love roses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge rose fan, and we had a lot of success at Herman Park with roses, growing organically, dealing with weeds, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, you can always ask your rose questions here. It's a safe space for roses, for rose love. 281-496-5711. Got one more segment. We're going to take a break, come back, talk about plants for all seasons, and answer Olay's question. So 281-496-5711.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's great. 281-496-5711. You know, the Halloween music is just, I guess that's the nature of Halloween. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's spooky.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're taking one more question here from Ollie.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking for somebody to replace a small part on my yard up front. I had issues with this piece of grass for almost 20 years now, and I'm going to have it replaced. You know, take it out, more dirt and send Augustine back in. Mm-hmm. Do you have anybody here in the Woodlands area, Spring, Conroe, that would do that kind of work?
I don't know who would do that work up in your area, but if you can call, what's the grass? There's King Ranch Turf up on I-45.
Yeah. I think Nature's Way Resources probably could recommend somebody
Nature's Way might know of a landscaper or a sod company.
Warren's Southern Gardens has a landscaping wing, and they're in Kingwood, and so they may work over in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I know they do small lawn projects. They're incredible with lawns.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I had problems with people bringing dirt over, soil rather, and it's I find out that it's a lot of weeds in it, so I got to try this one more time.
Yeah, get somebody to do a layer of compost first.
Yes.
Yeah, and Nature's Way has the best compost, so I would definitely use them as a resource.
Very good. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you're looking for any landscaping stuff, Mike Ball's so good at all of it. So something to think about there as well. Well, what's going on at Plants for All Seasons these days?
So we're in full, we call it cool weather or winter annual color. I mean, like, the colors are just outstanding right now.
Yeah.
So that's what basically we're doing, the fall color.
Awesome.
It's a great time to plant trees and shrubs.
It's very true. Very
so
true. Good call.
We are loaded up on all that.
Well, why is it such a good time? I mean, you mentioned it earlier with you know, the root growth, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the most important part is the root establishment, mm-hmm. right? And the least stressful time on our trees and shrubs is going to be the winter. And their roots will grow all winter because the top's not focusing on growth.
Yeah.
And so roots... growing all winter is going to get it ready for summer, mm-hmm. which is our hardest time on our plants.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think, oh, I can't plant because it's winter, but that's false.
Yes.
If you were in Canada, maybe, and the ground was going to freeze,
but you're not
so good. But
you're not in Canada. We may have a listener tuning in Canada. You know, keep in mind, the show's in Texas,
yes.
Southeast Texas. So, yeah.
So get them planted now so that they're ready for the summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I do love that. The earlier you can do it after summer, the more time it's in before summer.
Right. The furthest time from summer is fall.
There you go. So great time to plant trees and shrubs. You guys have all the veggies and herbs anybody could imagine.
Oh, veggies and herbs are outstanding right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful space, and, you know, it's just such a great knowledge center, right, and a knowledge space. You guys doing any holiday parties or winter festivals?
Well, we sell Christmas trees.
Yes, so that's right.
And we are kind of covered up with that for the... we'll get them in the week before Thanksgiving and have them all ready to go and
awesome.
Sell them the day after Thanksgiving.
Nice. How fun.
Yeah.
How fun. Christmas is around the corner.
It is.
I do like Christmas trees.
You like Christmas trees?
Yeah. One thing I really like too is...
real Christmas trees or fake Christmas trees?
I like real Christmas trees.
Yes.
I like trees.
Yeah.
I like outdoor things.
Yeah, and there's apparently a shortage of artificial trees, so don't wait to get your real Christmas tree.
That's right. Okay.
Yes.
That's good. Good advice there.
And there's a shortage of tall Christmas trees that we're running into. So if you want a really big tree, get there
early. Shop
early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, like, treat it right. You know, like, get some stuff in the bowl where make sure water's always there.
Yep.
You do not want it drying out if you get it early.
Yep.
But you can extend it for a really long time. So that's awesome. We did have one question just kind of like on – what veggies to plant now. Now, I think his focus was in containers, but what are some great veggies to get in the ground now in the veggie garden? I know a lot of people are kind of pulling out some of their summer stuff, their okra, their eggplants, and have a lot of space. So just real quickly, you know, maybe like a few seconds worth, but what are some plants you're prioritizing right now?
I always get my broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, get them planted early.
All right.
And then I do romaine lettuce. So I want nice thick heads of romaine.
Nice.
So get that planted. Any of your roots.
Mm.
So beets. What else did I plant? I did turnips.
Oh yes.
And which I love, and they're growing like mad. Mm. And carrots.
Okay.
Definitely.
Excellent list.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things to remember is romaine has a bad rep of being the not very nutritious lettuce, but when you grow it at home, it actually is very nutritious.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep that in mind. It's It's easy to grow. You get a lot of lettuce on it.
Yeah.
And you can harvest it a little bit differently, too.
And also in 2 weeks. Right, 2 weeks. So the 15th, onions ship out in Texas.
Okay.
In all of Texas, onions ship out on the 15th. So they will be arriving on the 16th. Mm. So if you want those 10-15s.
Save some space in your garden for onions.
Yes.
Because, man, if you're a home cook like I am, mm-hmm. You use a lot of onions.
You use a lot of them, and they taste better when you grow them.
So great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry. Great job. As always, this has been Home Show Garden Pros. So we're going to go to commercial and come back and talk with Tom Tynan because Home Show Radio will begin.
Awesome. You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.